Hey everybody, this is Shannon with VIP Kid World, and welcome back. I'm glad to be making this podcast. I know I've been gone for about a month, but I was on vacation for a few weeks and had a little bit of sickness, but I'm glad to be able to be back here and recording the next part in the ABCs for VIPs podcast series. Moving on to the next letter, letter F. And for this podcast, I didn't think a lot about this one, and it made me think about some things that I've recently discussed with some teachers who were struggling with some of their students. So today's podcast is F is for fear of failure. Now, that might sound like a weird topic to be discussing. Failure? Why are we talking about failure? But, you know, fears and the possibility of failure are definitely things that I know I have combated with. I know that you probably all have felt at some point in time were fears. Even if the fear of not doing your best, or the fear of not living up to your potential, or the fear of not living up to what others think you're supposed to do. It seems to be something that we as humans face on a daily basis. Sometimes it comes in the form of fears of inadequacies, fears of having this lack of confidence. I've spoken to a few teachers recently who felt like their classes were not what they wanted them to be because they didn't have the confidence in themselves, and that was negatively affecting how they taught. You know, sometimes we're just simply afraid to fail at something new, so we push ourselves away from it. You know, there's a possibility that some of you listening might have even chosen to go out of your comfort zone when you decided to become a VIP Kid teacher. That very well could have been some huge fear that you had to overcome. A fear of not being able to do it, or not being successful, or who's going to want to take classes from me? I haven't done this that long, or whatever the case might be. I think even sometimes we fear success. Sometimes that fear can hold us back from doing things that are extremely important, pushing for things that we have a feeling we could do really well at, but the fear of not doing as well, it might even stop us from starting. So we get fears. As adults, we definitely understand that. We've been through years and years worth of failures. But what does that have to do with our classroom? Well, it has a lot to do with it, because those fears are something that our students also combat on a daily basis. Now, if you remember listening to the ABCs for VIPs, letter C, which was about the Chinese education system, you probably remember me discussing some of the intense pressures that our students are under. The, you know, that clock, so to speak, that's counting down, meaning that they have to succeed. Talk about pressure, right? But our students might even show this to us in the classroom. So what does that look like? It's definitely something that we as VIP Kid teachers have seen, or even if you're a newer teacher, I promise you, this is something that you are definitely going to see in your classroom. But here's maybe an example. Can you remember a time when you had a student in your classroom who was definitely very good at speaking English, or, you know, remembering vocabulary words, or creating proper sentence structures? But they seemed to hold back from participating. And at first, maybe you thought maybe they were just shy. Maybe they didn't actually know it, but every time they spoke, it was right. Everything they said was correct. Well, that could very well be a student who is fearful of failure. A student who maybe has very low self-esteem, and maybe even lacking the confidence that comes with trial and error, failure, and then finally success. But one of the big reasons why this happens, and it's probably something you've seen and heard talked about before, is the fact that in China, making mistakes is not a good thing. There's nobody in China telling your students, hey, go out there and make mistakes. It's cool. It's fine. But one of the things that we know, or hopefully that we know, is you cannot become a fluent speaker in another language if you're not willing to make mistakes. So here we are, sitting in front of a child who is fearful of failure, when in fact that failure is one of the few steps that can actually help them to become a fluent speaker in the future. So what can we do in the classroom? Well, of course, we're always there to be our students' quote-unquote cheerleaders, but being able to be that beacon of hope, being that child's confidence until they are able to find it in themselves. It's that teacher who is always rooting their student on, the teacher who always finds the good even when there might be a lot of bad. You know, you could probably think of a time where you taught a student where 95% of the class was a struggle. But in that other 5%, boy, we were hyped. We were excited. We wanted the student to feel good about themselves because that's what's going to help them to push further. That's another reason why we reward students, to motivate them to continue doing what they're doing. But even if we have a child or a student in our classroom who has that fear, you know, that lack of confidence, we want to do everything in our power to fix that, to change that. Now, this is not an easy road. I have had the, you know, gambit of students. For example, I have had children who were so fearful of failure that when they did fail, and of course, you know, say anything bad to our students when they, you know, get the answers wrong. It's kind of like last podcast about error corrections. We do it in a positive light. We do it in a way that hopefully helps to empower them, make them feel good about themselves. But I remember that this one time having a little boy in my classroom, and after correcting him on something very simple, he sat there, looked at me, and started hitting himself in the head. He just kept hitting himself and hitting himself like, why did I get it wrong? Why did I get it wrong? I'm stupid. It was a first for me. I remember having another example of a little girl who, she took the world on top of her shoulders. And very, very smart little girl. But of course, like all students, they have struggles. I remember her making it all the way through one of the first classes we ever had together. And she was such a sweetheart. And we get to the end of class and we're finishing up. And I can tell that what had happened with some of the things that she didn't do perfectly, they were still lingering. They were still affecting her. And I will never forget to this day, saying goodbye and smiling and waving and turning off my camera just to watch this little girl's demeanor go from an okay smile into absolute defeat. She lowered her head, took a big sigh, and I could tell that everything was on the top of her shoulders. The world was there. It definitely affected the way that I taught that student. But it's important that we figure out how to help our students realize that making mistakes are okay. Even in their culture, maybe that's not something that they've been taught in school, but it's something we have to figure out how to teach them. Not only by helping them to feel confident, but also showing them that, hey, guess what? I make mistakes too. We talk about that in a few different places. Being able to make mistakes on purpose and allow the student to correct you can turn the whole idea of being wrong into something more comical. It can turn into something less stressful. More, it's okay. It's something that everybody does. By changing that, by adding that into your classroom, it's going to do a lot of really awesome things for your student. And this is what we need. But what if we are having that problem in the classroom where we feel like we are going to be a failure, or we don't have the confidence to teach these students because maybe we're brand new with VIP Kid, or maybe we think that, oh, well, I have never taught students before outside of VIP Kid, so I'm not as prepared to teach as some of these other teachers. If that's how you're feeling, I want to tell you right now that you are amazing. You have the power inside yourself to do great things, inside and out of the VIP Kid classroom. I think one of the ways to really be that amazing self that we all have is to push outside of the comfort zone. Make sure that students are able to see that we are doing what we have to do. And if we're willing to push out of our comfort zone, we might be able to convince a child that they also can exit theirs into a world of things that maybe they've never been familiar with, but they find that confidence in knowing that there's somebody in their corner. When we do whatever is in our power to build our students' confidence, whether that be in the form of rewards or accolades or commendation, high fives, words of you know, pride in the student, paying attention to their needs, to their wants, finding out what they really need as opposed to what we think all children in this level or unit need. If we can do that, then we're going to be able to empower the student. Empower them to do amazing things, helping them to fight that terrible fear of failure, and then conquer that fear. You know, we're so much more than just PowerPoint readers, PowerPoint slide reviewers. We're more than just teacher direction followers. We're innovators who are able to inspire children who walk into our classroom, inspire them for more, inspire them for greatness, inspire them to build the confidence that will allow them to fight the fears that some parts of their culture have innately given them. If we push ourselves to be better versions, then that means that our students get the best of us. They get the best possible 25 minutes. And when we can create the best possible 25 minutes, what that student deserves, and hopefully over time, with hard work, with care, with consideration of the child's needs, we can help turn these kids into something that is gonna help them in the future. We can help them fight those fears and become empowered, become confident speakers. Trust me, it's gonna make a huge difference in their future if we care enough to do our part. That's the end of our podcast for today. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. Once again, feel free to reach out if you ever want to ask me to do some other different kinds of podcasts. Hoping to come out with the next podcast within a few days to make up for some lost time. Pretty excited about what's going to be for letter G. But thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell the FedEx man, whoever you think would be interested in the content. Thank you so much for your support, and I'll catch you next time in the next podcast.